Good morning and welcome to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration that will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening, wherever you are. Happy holidays, moment by moment. I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia.
Welcome to Being Here.
You know, happy holidays, moment by moment. Well, you have to figure out how to get into the first moment, don't you?
Well, the easiest way to do that, at least on today's show, is by
listening.
Have you noticed? We finish each other's sentences.
You know, it's interesting. We ask questions we know the answers to.
Well, that's a very smart way to do it.
Yes, I think so, too.
We could be a lawyer.
Oh, yeah, one lawyer between the two of us.
But yes, because we ask and answer the questions right. We know the answer to.
Right.
Oh, excellent.
Well, you only say that because we've been listening to a novel about lawyers.
Yeah, that could be true.
Anyway.
I have a question for you all.
I'm listening.
Are you enjoying your day so far today? Are you enjoying this moment?
Why not?
If you're not, chances are you've gotten speedy. You're heading somewhere or you're lost in a climate of complaint.
Yeah, or you think, well, that's what complaining is. You think the way the moment is showing up should be somehow different than it is. You know, you should have more money in your bank account. New girlfriend, an old girlfriend, somebody.
You should have gotten that iPhone before it got sold out.
Right. You should have a new job, as if the job creates your satisfaction. See, no job is satisfying. The circumstance of your life, they don't have to determine how you are. You know, your level of satisfaction.
For those of you who celebrate Christmas, it's coming soon. And what will happen is you'll open those presents, you'll give those presents. The moment of delight will be fleeting. But you can have well-being, delight, a childlike sense of wonder right now. What it takes is slowing down, accessing this moment, and it's pretty easy to do through listening.
And the only problem is each of our listeners truly is a listener.
Mm-hmm.
No, they listen to a conversation that goes on in their head.
And think it's them.
And so then when the conversation says, I'm depressed, they're depressed. If it says, I'm unhappy, they're unhappy. If I need, I want, I.
If it starts with I. It's not you, it's your mind.
It's that voice. And it speaks to you in the language of your enculturation. You know, the one that you are primarily raised in. If it's here in America, you speak English, and or it speaks English to you.
Primarily.
Yeah. And
or Spanish, or Chinese, or.
Yeah.
Depending on the neighborhood, the culture you grew up in.
Brooklynese. These, thems, and those.
Yeah.
In any event, we've discovered that if you listen when somebody speaks, not comment on what they're saying, agree, disagree, judge as right or wrong, but just listen, just let what they're saying in, that's enough to have your life transform in ways you couldn't imagine. That's a very interesting point. You can only imagine what you've already experienced or know. So if there's something outside of what you've had as an experience, it's unimaginable. Life could be unimaginably easy and fun even during the holidays.
Absolutely.
Hey, our approach is not psychotherapeutic.
It's not problem-solution-oriented.
It's about discovering how to access and live in the current moment of your life.
You want to have a happy holiday? Start by being kind to yourself.
Yeah.
I know we speak about this from time to time on different episodes, But it's so easy, particularly when things gear up to be in a fast pace, to start feeling aggressive with yourself as opposed to kind to yourself. And really, it's a gentle reminder when you start getting revved up. Yesterday, I was preparing for an event, and time was getting compressed. The things I needed to handle started to get compressed. I could feel a sense of tension entering my body as I was preparing to go to this event. I happened to be putting on my makeup at the time, and I had a mascara brush in my hand, and I really watched each eyelash as I took the brush through it. I took the time. It didn't take any more time, in essence, to put on my mascara, but I was there for it. Today, Shai and I are sitting here talking to you, and we have our Bengal spice tea. It is a perfect holiday brew, and you can taste your tea or coffee or drink. You can feel the texture, the heat. By being here, it brings you back to this moment, and you can have holiday delight right now.
Or you can miss it completely if you're thinking, this isn't where it's at, I have to get certain things done, and you put a pressure on yourself to get where you think is better than where you are.
Particularly if you have an idea that you should be happy right now when you're feeling neutral, or you're feeling stressed, or you're feeling speedy. It's really about noticing how you're being without judging yourself for what you discover.
That's perfect. How about we discover our first guest?
Yes, let's take Greg. Where are you calling from, Greg?
Hello, I'm calling from Clifton, New Jersey.
Welcome to the show.
You sound very close. That's nice.
Yes. Yes, thank you. So, the holidays. I celebrate Christmas, and the holidays have always been my favorite. Christmas is my favorite holiday. I love it. I love gift giving, decorating, Christmas music, everything that comes with it.
Mm.
Yet, I still always find a way to stress myself out around the holidays, budgeting for gifts and just making time to do extracurricular activities. I just find it odd because it's my favorite holiday, yet when it comes, I feel like it's an obligation.
Oh, that's good. I like the way you said that.
Well, also, if it's your favorite holiday and there are certain rituals you enjoy, including gift giving, you may put a pressure on yourself to exceed what you did last year, which may not be appropriate, rather than look and see that the real present,
the real gift is you.
And the more you can allow yourself to do things and be in a way that's not stressful for you, the bigger gift you are to other people. And I often see that around the holidays. People think they need to overspend their budget to prove to someone or someones that they love them. And your girlfriend, your family, your friends know you love them, and it's not about how much you spend on them.
Yeah, that's good to hear, because I definitely do that, I'm like, I have an idea of what my girlfriend Ashley is going to spend, so I have to spend at least that much, and then I have to spend on, it's a whole conversation that I have with myself.
Yeah, that I was going to ask you, because it dawned on me that if you have that conversation around Christmas, do you have that conversation regularly at other times as well?
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
Well, if you notice the conversation without judging yourself for having it, it'll wind down. That's the amazing thing. transformation happens when you allow the way you're being to be the way you're being, where you don't try to judge how you're being and think you should be different. And that's not to justify anything. It's just the truth that in the current moment of your life, you're being the only way you could possibly be. Why not enjoy that?
Right. I'd like that.
You know, the other thing, our listeners may not know this, but clearly you know this because you're on the radio show with us today. We are pre-recording this because we will be with my family over the Christmas holidays in Oregon, and so we won't be available to do the show live. And one of the things that I do, because I like gift giving, Greg, is I keep an eye out all year for little things that express my love. So, for instance, our son happens to like these cookies that are only purchasable in Canada. So they're made with
maple syrup.
So I got those in September, and I put them aside. Our daughter likes maple candies. Those are put aside. My mom likes a certain kind of candy. Different people like things. And we also, this year, in August, made family members who like pickled garlic green beans. We did that in August. We set it aside. We have little stashes of ourselves all over the house. One of the things you may be doing is waiting till it's so late that you put a pressure on yourself. By the time we get to the holidays, we have everything in general well handled. And a lot of things are things that we've made ourselves because I find that fun. And I think you underestimate that you have skill sets that you can share with your family and friends. You think you have to use money.
Well, the thing is this, Greg. When you're satisfied, what you do is satisfying. If you're worrying that you're not enough, then by extension, what you give won't be enough. So really, it comes back to you again and how you are, and your gift giving will reflect your well-being. Because it isn't the size or expense of the gift that makes the difference. It's the heart behind the giver.
Thank you.
You know, one other thing occurs to me. We clearly know you. We know your girlfriend, Ashley. It may not have occurred to you to speak your mind to her, meaning, wow, Ashley, I'm feeling a pressure in me to find you the right thing. I know you know I love you. I mean, like, you don't articulate what you've easily said on this show with us so that you guys can talk it out, so that you can dispel expectations, so you guys can be a partner, partners in this holiday.
Yeah, it's a great idea.
Excellent.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
you're
thanks
welcome.
For calling in.
Let's take our next caller. Corinne, where are you calling in from?
From GLaDOS, Switzerland. Hello.
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 Happy holidays.
Yes. It was really lovely to hear what you had to say to Greg.
Oh, thank you.
Because I have a similar thing. It's not the holidays itself, like, you know, I like Christmas, but I'm usually very tired at Christmas. So The time before, I think I work myself out. And that's what I'm calling for. Like, I'm sure you have some support for me to how can I handle the days before when I just lose my center or lose myself and just run through the day.
I'll tell you, Corinne. You're not working around the days preceding the holidays as though it's your idea. You're complaining to yourself about the long hours. You're complaining to yourself about how you'd prefer less stress and less work. And that stresses you and robs your energy and doesn't allow you to have fun.
That's so true. I especially, you know, complain about our customers actually as well.
Yes. Hey, yes. Look, sweetie, we are about to take a break. We'll talk about you complaining about your customers when we come back from the break. So come
we'll
on
back shortly.
So come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com. Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club. The Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club. This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at TransformationMadeEasy.com.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. Now, back to being here.
Welcome back. If you are looking for some last minute holiday stocking stuffers, our audiobooks, which you can order and give them little gift cards from Amazon or Audible.com, our books are great. Practical Enlightenment being the most recent. And our calendar, Instantaneous Transformation 2018, also has lots of beautiful pictures and quotes and the whole transformational schedule for the year. All of that, you can find details and ways to order at TransformationMadeEasy.com. We'll be back for Monday Night Alive and the International Conference Call on
January 8th, which is a Monday, and January 9th, which is a Tuesday.
And the theme will be transformation in the new year. And if you want to start the year off with a real bump, come to our weekend seminar in New York City. We're doing Step Up, Jump In, Let's Go, a transformational approach to the new year. Again, you can find all that at TransformationMadeEasy.com. And as long as we're talking to Corinne, for those of you who are in the European community or wish to join us there, we'll be coming to Hamburg, Germany to do the Freedom to Breathe on March 22nd, and Step Up, Jump In, Let's Go, March 23rd through 25th. All right.
Oh, you didn't say, but we will, that the New York City seminar is January 12th through 14th.
Right before we head off for Costa Rica. Okay.
Okay.
You're with us, Corinne?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. And well, you know, it's so funny that Christmas is one of the busy times for your company, as it is for many. And yet, all of the extra activity, which you want and need for your company to thrive and grow, becomes an added burden.
But, you know, Corinne, you could apply that reality to every day and everything. There are things you want to do, and when they come up to be done, part of your mind wants to complain that you have to.
Yes, that's so true. I sit here with a big smile on my face because when you said so first, my brain or whatever, my voice said, no, I'm not complaining. And then I listened again and I saw that I am. And I just smile because I think it's really funny that you lose so much time through complaining.
Well, telling yourself you don't want to do what you're going to do anyway does not get it done any sooner or with more quality workmanship. You know, if you do what you're doing with totality, life becomes fun.
You know, holiday events like parties, you can either go to those because they're an obligation or you can go as if it's your idea. One will be more energy consumptive than the other. Part of the reason people get so tired around the holidays, it's almost like driving with one foot on the gas and one foot on the brake. It really burns up a lot of energy because if you're doing things as if they're not your idea, as if you are obliged to or you have to, then you're going with the brakes on.
I love it. I really love it. Fantastic.
You know, this is going to be good for you because I'm sure you're aware of this and you have easy access to sweets and pastries. When I get tired, I'm often trying to automatically find ways to add energy back to me. So it's so easy to reach for something that gives you a quick boost, but ultimately is not going to be something that will give you sustainable energy, or it's something that will really not support you. And so one of the things you also may want to do around this time frame is start being attentive to what you're eating and being honest with yourself that if you grab that extra pastry or you have the extra, in my case, espresso, that ultimately that may not be the best choice, even if interimly it feels like a good one.
This is another really good information, because actually that was my second question, because I wanted to ask that. I can see myself in these holidays time where I grab more to sweets and things, and as if I don't have a control over it. I know I do, but that's actually, you answered my question without knowing my question. Thank you so much.
Well, here's the other thing about that, Corinne. Your culture is very much based around sweets and pastries and yummy, sugary things. So,
yeah.
And Christmas is the holidays are the times we celebrate by eating these overly sweet delicacies, which may not be very good for our bodies.
But I when you say you don't have control, and then you say you know you do. In one way, that's true, and one way you don't. And if you don't recognize that once you start eating something that's more of a carb load. Your body is genetically set up to start looking for the next time you could have it. Back from when that meant, hey, it's harvest time, we better eat a lot of this now because
fatten up for winter.
It's going to be gone shortly, and then famine is coming or winter is coming. Now we, most of us, have access to food, carbohydrate type food all year long, not just when it becomes ripe. So, you know, you're predisposed to want more and more of it. And if you judge yourself for wanting it, you're more likely to keep reaching for it.
You know, I don't think we talked about the three principles during this radio show so far.
Not yet.
The first principle says anything you don't like, don't want, or resist sticks around.
That includes judging. You know, judging that you do that.
Yeah, if you judge yourself for doing anything, you'll continue to do that thing you say you don't want to do. And how you know that and can see it is look at all the New Year's resolutions you've ever made to be different in the following year and notice how you followed through on those to a point, but only to a point, and then it went fell by the wayside.
Second principle, you can only be exactly as you are in a current moment. So if currently you are craving something sugary and sweet, or currently you're feeling tired, or currently you look at your clients and you don't necessarily feel a lot of warmth toward them, that's the only way you can be in that moment.
And the third principle, which is really where transformation takes place, is seeing the way you're being in that moment and not judging yourself for it. You know, self-judgment and self-recrimination only keep in place those things you say you don't like.
You know, the other, one other thing, I know we have some other callers holding, but I know that sometimes we develop the idea that sleeping is some sort of failure, that being tired is a failure.
That getting sick is a failure.
That rather than allowing yourself to rest when you need rest and recognizing that it's not a failure. I actually saw one of our old radio show titles lately. I think it was Buddha slept. You know, it's like most of us have this idea that, you know, when you're enlightened, you can flutter around the house 24 hours a day and not need any recharge. But as we were saying to Greg earlier, the real gift is you and your presence. And people get sick around the holidays not only because it's flu season, but because they drive themselves forward past their energy.
And great deals of sugary foods tend to lower one's resistance.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome so much. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah, it's lovely hearing your voice.
Lending your presence to all of our listeners during the holiday season.
Thank you. Happy holidays to everyone.
Thank you.
Awesome. Let's take our next call.
Yeah, let's.
Efren, where are you today?
Happy holidays.
Thank you, Efren.
I'm in New York.
Welcome to the show.
Glad to be here. You know, every time I listen to your show, it's like the callers that call in before me, you know, just provide answers the questions that I was going to ask. It's just amazing. And I always learn something new. And today I even got some health advice. So thank you.
You're welcome. What can we do for you? What didn't they answer?
Well, you know, I was thinking at the beginning of your show, you mentioned being easy on yourself. And, you know, the title of the show being Moment by Moment, I was just thinking even my desire to listen to you today and the desire to call in had stress around it. Like just, you know, the idea of making sure I was, you know, in the right place that I could listen, and also in a place that I could call in, and, you know, just this idea of being easier on myself, because it does, it absolutely takes me out of the moment.
Well, you know something, you say easy, but I think you turned kind into easy. You translated it into the word easy. Kindness is very different than easy.
Okay.
Kindness is when you treat you as though you're a vulnerable infant who needs to be talked to tenderly rather than harshly.
So it's not like you're going easy. Go easy on yourself here, Efren. It's about being kind to you.
I see the distinction.
Say again, please.
You said that's a good distinction.
Oh, yeah.
I understand the difference between kindness and going easy.
The other thing is this. If you stress yourself about this radio show and finding a time and place to listen or call in, then you're stressing yourself in other areas as well.
You're definitely underestimating your abilities to do things. It's as if you're adding a layer of mistrust to your actions.
Right. Like you don't realize that you are this incredibly capable man
who
is capable of everything, including calling into a radio show without stressing over it.
Yeah. You know what's
interesting? It sounds so simple, and you're absolutely right. And it seems silly to sort of articulate it, but and it does extend to other areas of my life. My lack of kindness to myself.
What if there's a self-doubting mechanism that's operative in your thoughts? That
if there is one, Shy, I have it.
Say that again.
If there is one, I have it.
Yeah. And so no matter what you do is not good enough for that self-judging mechanism.
You know, the other thing, here we are at the holidays, and a lot of what makes up holidays are certain rituals, whether it's the tree trimming ritual or caroling or getting together with friends or what you do at places of worship or cooking or what you eat, what you give, how you wrap gifts or that you don't wrap gifts, whatever your personal ritual is, and it's all steeped in the past. And part of the past that comes along is you as a less capable version of yourself who's done things with stress, and then your mind sandwiches all that in as part of the ritual. I need to be stressed, underslept, worried, and look, it came out beautifully. So you might not know who you are if it comes out beautifully without all the stress and worry.
Yeah, that's a great point. And it's, again, it takes me out of the moment and takes away the enjoyment if I'm in that place.
Yes.
Yes.
So true. Hey, we have to go to a break here shortly. Can you come back with us after the break?
Sure.
Oh, excellent.
Sounds like it was going to be easy. We've had transformation made easy.
That's our website.
I know.
.com.
All right, we'll come back after the break with Efren, so come on back.
Yes, and don't miss
Being Here.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting transformationmadeeasy.com. That's transformationmadeeasy.com.
Feeling inspired, entertained, enlightened? Would you like more? Ariel and Shia invite you to participate in their fun and lively transformational seminars that have allowed people across the globe to have highly satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Join the Canes and their amazing community live and in person in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Ready to deepen your experience of instantaneous transformation in your career, family, and relationships? Then take the leap. Register today at transformationmadeeasy.com.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Canes weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Canes approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back and happy holidays.
That's right. We want to make a shout out
to some of our listeners. Wherever you are, we really appreciate that you've been listening to our show this year.
There's people in Mount Lake Terrace, Washington.
And Langshi, China.
And New York City.
Along with Efren. Terrence, Washington.
You said that one.
Sorry, yeah. That was Mount Lake Terrace. I skipped a line. Uh-huh. Zurich, Switzerland. That's close to where Corinne was.
Paloma, California.
Adelaide, Australia.
You're going to have to say that.
Saginaw, Michigan.
Okay. Dublin, Ireland.
And Honolulu,
Hawaii.
And wherever you're listening from, thanks for being part of the Being Here family this year. It's really quite wonderful that you've invested in being here moment by moment.
We were just talking about being here. Our show is about being where you are rather than doing all the things you do. Now, you have to do those things because you do them. But if you're being there as you're doing them, profound magic can happen in your life. When you're doing it and not being there for it, it's called accidents waiting to happen. You know, people drive their cars and text, walk down the streets and text. They're not being there. They're lost in a process that takes them out of the current moment of their lives. This program is about discovering how to be where you are rather than go through the motions of listening.
You know, let's talk a little bit more about listening before we gather Efren back in. Because I realize in the past months with our families and aging family members and health issues in some of those people, one of the biggest gifts that we've been able to give, and we can't, particularly, you can't always be there in person, and certainly there's plenty of situations where you cannot do anything. We were speaking with a friend today whose uncle died today. And it was important that they were there with the family members. They couldn't change the fact that their uncle became ill and died, but they could be here and listen. And listening takes care of the people around you. By the way, it can take care of the people in the bank line while you're waiting to purchase your items in the store.
You know, you're talking about something that caught me, and that is how, you know, we all go into our Christmas holidays or any holidays with stories about who people are from our past. And the greatest gift of all is the gift of forgiveness.
Mm.
They've been doing their lives as best they could, and that they don't do it right enough for you is not their problem, it's yours. And if you allow people to be the way they are, rather than being right and proving that they were wrong, you'll have a much more enjoyable holiday.
The other thing is, if you get agitated and upset, nobody around you can do it right enough.
The other thing is, if you get agitated, we got an email from somebody who was on our radio show last week who is a teacher. And she wrote about how one of her little boys, a 7-year-old, got angry with another little boy. And he blamed his anger on that other little boy. And she pointed out to him, rightly so, that his anger was his and wasn't caused by that other child.
And when the child actually saw that, the anger disappeared in a moment, and he had no more outbursts, and he was perfectly well in himself and well toward the other students.
So it may be that you could bring that way of looking at life to your holidays, where the person that has traditionally annoyed you, you could allow them to be that way and enjoy them for the way they are rather than the way they're not, and not blame them for how you feel.
Let's call Efren back in. Efren, how you doing?
I'm doing well. It's great to hear you. More good advice. And, you know, before the break, we were talking about the past and how it presents itself today based upon, you know, things that happened so long ago. And I think that's so true and so apt, appropriate for my question.
Yeah.
So thank you.
You recently attended a Monday evening with us after our not having seen you for a period of time. And one of the things, I'm not sure if you totally saw it, but I think you may have and been surprised by, is just how adored you are, how much people like you. It wars with the story we have in our heads when we get busy in ourselves. But if you slow down, one of the gifts you can give the people around you is to receive
their adoration,
their loving, their liking, their friendship. If you really let that in, they walk away feeling well.
And secondarily, it blows the story that you're not very lovable.
Yeah, thank you for bringing that up. And I did notice it, and it was lovely. So, yes, good point.
Yeah,
and they're not wrong for liking you.
Yeah.
And, you know, clearly, if you're like most people, if you ever get into a funk with yourself where you think, oh, man, I can't go back to that until I get a girlfriend, a job, a new place, more money, better in myself, not upset, whatever that is in that subset, I will come back around when I'm better company.
We never see you again.
It's very strange to discover that even when any of that stuff is going on, people still love you anyway, even if in that moment your thoughts aren't kind and loving to yourself.
Well, that was very great to hear, so thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling in today, and you did a great job finding a place where you could listen and speak.
Well, thank you. And it was a great show, so I'm glad I listened and participated.
Excellent.
Great.
Excellent.
We're going to take our next caller, Peter.
All right, bye-bye.
Where are you? Bye. Where are you, Peter?
Bye-bye. I'm in also, like Efren, in New York, New York. I'm in Manhattan.
Welcome.
Thank you.
What can we do for you?
Well, I'll tell you, Christmas has not been a holiday that's part of my tradition, but it is a very important holiday for my partner, Michael, whom I know you know. And but since I've known him and we've been together 15 years now, it's often been a source of stress. And I guess because he's stressed out about it, I also feel stressed sometimes. And I guess my question has to do with how I can support him, not like have more fun myself, because I kind of enjoy his tradition and celebrating Christmas with his family. And I'd like it to be fun for him too, but I have sensed in the past that it's a trying time.
Well, it's interesting that you're blaming your stress on Michael. Because he's stressed, therefore I'm stressed. In that respect, you may not be looking at what you may be doing or not doing that creates stress.
Right. Exacerbates the stress.
Even as you're describing, I really get it. Your background is not one where Christian holiday of Christmas was celebrated at home, but you're still not holding it as your holiday. And whether it's the religious holiday of celebrating the birth of Christ or recognizing that your partner has this as being something that is important to him and anticipating what might be pleasurable for him or what might ease the things that he finds challenging, how you can step up in advance and take care of those things rather than
sit back and wait for him to get upset so you can be right that he upsets himself around the holiday.
Right.
Which is an old argument between the two of you that has been going on probably for 15 years.
Yeah. So, I mean, is it really just something like starting a conversation, like how can I support you at this time or how can I make this easier for us?
So Peter, you're asking for a do. You're asking us, what should I do?
If I am approaching things like Shia is a problem around this time of year, and I go, Shia, the holidays are approaching. How can I make this easier for you? Because
you're not picking on
it's
me.
Normally stressful. But if it's a different thing. It's not about what you do. It's about how you're being. Hey, Shia, the holidays are approaching.
Oh, isn't that cool?
What can I do for you?
Well,
it's okay. You know where how I'm being makes a vast difference in how I'm being received.
And here's the other thing. What if it all has to do with you and not your partner?
Right.
See, you're coming from the realm of change where how Michael is affects you, and I'm sure it does, but as if he's the cause of your stress around the holidays, rather than looking and seeing how you could be receptive to what he has to say, rather than have the automatic no that shows up in your thoughts that complains to you about how he should be different. You know, you're not allowing him to be the way he is, exactly as he is. You're thinking he would be so much better if.
Right. Sometimes I feel like it plays into the way I can victimize myself.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, not recognizing the childish nature that lives in each of us where we want what we want. But the only question is whether or not you're going to pout to get what that bratty part of you wants, or you're going to engage in a way that is
transcends that bratty nature. Because we all have a bratty nature, you know?
Yeah.
If we're not feeling good one day, well, you know, there's an old Murphy Brown quote, which I love. Murphy Brown was a sitcom on television, and Murphy was this woman who was played by Candace Bergman.
And she often said, you don't want to get me upset.
Because when I'm upset, I'm never upset alone. I'm glad you appreciated that one, Peter.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, yeah, cool. I think this goes back to that conversation we had with Ephraim. You know, the conversation about being kind to yourself. See, if you start by being kind to yourself, Peter, the natural outflow of that is you'll be kind to your partner and everybody else in your life. But if you pick on yourself in your thoughts, if you think you ought to be different, if you judge yourself harshly, then that will reflect out into all aspects of your life.
Yeah, I see that, I think. Sometimes I see it.
So you may want to play a game with yourself this year where you create in yourself the reality that the holidays are your season this year and you're bringing Michael along for the ride and see where it takes you.
That's great. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
One other thing you could do, what you have to do around the holidays, as though it's your idea, as though you want to do it, rather than have this conversation about, oh, I'd prefer to do something else.
And, you know, actually leads us into what next week's show is. The title of next week's show is There Are No Mistakes. It should be great. By the way, if you don't currently get our email newsletter, you can sign up for it. We have gifts that go along with it. As long as we're in the gift-giving season, you can just go up to our website. Taste of Excellence. Our Excellence Club is our radio show. And we have the Premium Excellence Club. You can give yourself the gift of videos and special articles and ways to ask us questions directly all year long. Again, transformationmadeeasy.com. Thanks to Peter. Thanks for everybody for listening today. And we look forward to tuning in with you all next week. So,
come on back and don't miss being here.
We hope you've enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another empowering episode of Being Here.